Hello, David Drury.
David, it's Martin Buzzacott, ABC Classic here.
Martin, how are you?
All the better for hearing your voice, my friend, although it's a very sad occasion, I have to say.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I woke up, an hour and a half ago and saw the various pictures and thought, it's in the East End, and then it got closer and then I saw an aerial shot with, absolutely raging down in the West End, which means the organ is gone and, yeah, so, yeah, it's... I suppose you can only just say a phoenix will rise from the ashes one day.
Well, let's hope so. So the organ, you think, knowing the building as you do, yeah, the organ's definitely gone, you think?
Absolutely gone.
Oh, it's absolutely horrendous. David, what was the organ like? What's the history of the organ, and what was it like?
It's a wonderful instrument. Yes, quite a history, because it's a rebuild of a couple of organs from previously. So it has, roots back in the French classical period, very iconic organ by Clicquot in the 1700s. And then, of course, the wonderful, basically a new organ, but using a lot of the old pipework, by the great 19th century romantic organ builder, Aristide Cavaillé-Coll. And so that was the organ that, we see those famous pictures of Louis Vian sitting at the console, the blind organist. And then, of course, the great improviser, Pierre Cochereau, and then the organ was rebuilt when he was there, and then it was done again in the 90s, and then a new console put in not so long ago. Yeah, so it's had various reincarnations, but an amazing sound in that room.
David Drury, you've played on this organ, haven't you?
Yes, I've done. Let me think. 5 recitals on the organ. My first was in 1986, I played again in 1989, and in 2002, then in 2007, and then on the 2nd of June last year.
From an organist's perspective, what's it like, what was it like to play? I can't believe I'm asking this in the past tense.
When I played my first recital on it, the organ console was in a really bad state. It was, a new console which Pierre Cochereau had put in the 60s, and it was really showing tremendous wear. And I had an assistant who really had to help, change stops and things like that. It was pretty much the same in 1989. Then when I played it in 2002, there was a new console. The organ had been restored, and that was a real joy to play. Even in its... not great state in the 80s, it was still phenomenally exciting because of, the acoustic of the building and the roar of the sound.
So what's the loss to French organ music, do you think, with the loss of the organ?
Well, it's just that spiritual home, I suppose, for so many people. Spiritual home, for Catholics, but also spiritual home for a lot of organists too, who when they go to Paris, they will go and hear Olivier Latrie or the other titular organists, because there are three. And, of course, there was an organ up the front, a choir organ, which would accompany the chant and the singing up the front as well. So that's another loss. And then, of course, we can only imagine the history, 850 years of history with stained glass and reredos and woodwork. Paintings and everything else.
It's a very sad day indeed. David Drury, sorry to catch up with you for this reason, but lovely to catch up with you nonetheless. Thanks for telling us about the Notre Dame Cathedral organ this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much.